I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 827. It's a trap! Now, I'm a graduate from Oregon City High School, Oregon City, Oregon, go Pioneers. I don't remember a lot about my senior year classes, but I do remember one. It was a consumer economics class, and the teacher kept saying, malice aforethought, a lot. Now, the eye-opener for me was the seductive and destructive nature of advertising, trying to tempt us to buy what we don't need with money we may not have to impress people who don't care. It's a trap. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. You know, when we have to buy stuff in order to try to be loved, we miss the point that we're already loved, and we can't give it away very well. As James writes, and I think we can all relate, let no one, when he is tempted, say, I'm being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it's conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death. When James uses the word enticed, it has to do with baiting or putting a worm on a hook. Why does a fisherman put a worm on a hook? To hide the real deal. It's not about the worm. The worm is the attraction. The real deal, from the fisherman's standpoint, is the hook. But a fish is not going to go swimming toward a hook. Fish are dumb, but they're not crazy. It won't head for a hook, but it will swim toward a worm, not understanding that the worm is covering the real deal. What the worm is designed to do is entice the fish so that the fish can become food for the fisherman. It's an enticement. No bear goes looking for a bear trap. No mouse goes looking for a mouse trap. What entices the mouse is the cheese. But cheese is set on the trap, and because of its lust for cheese, the mouse is deceived in not recognizing the trap. Therefore, it's enticed or deceived or duped by something that is legitimate to create an opportunity for destruction of its prey. Most people are in debt because of deception. There's a desire to buy something that they either can't afford or shouldn't have, but it's presented in such a way that it makes them think that, man, I can't live without that. You know, in my ministry, I've never met anyone who got up in the morning and said, I think I'll become an alcoholic. Or today, I'm going to ruin my marriage and throw my life away. Or, you know, maybe what I'll do is I'll become addicted to cocaine and just see what happens. Or I'd like to go bankrupt. That sounds like fun. It doesn't work that way. No, instead, there's an enticement that looks good on the outside. And we take the bait and we get hooked. And then we end up in the boat gasping for air until we die. What if on the front end we saw the trap for what it is? We admitted what's going on here, what it's all about, what they're trying to get us to do. And there are bad consequences if we take that bait. And then what if we just laugh at it and walk away? Now, it's designed to not look like a trap, don't forget. So you and I have to look beyond the glitter to the gutter. Proverbs 2 talks about a seductive woman like this. So, you will be delivered from the forbidden woman, from the adulteress, with her smooth words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks down to death, and her paths to the departed. None who go to her come back, nor do they regain the paths of life. What's it doing here? It's pointing out you got to look beyond the glitter to the gutter. You got to see that that is a trap. But it doesn't have to be just an immoral person. It could be anything. Can we see it for what it is before we stumble and just say it's a trap? Here's the great question. What is the greatest temptation you face right now? And in what ways is it a trap for you? Let's pray. Please, Lord, give me the wisdom to walk away when I'm tempted and the clarity to see the way out that you provide. Thank you, Lord, that you are a faithful deliverer and that I can count on your help in my time of need. Thank you for being there for me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 828. In the meantime, I'm thankful for that consumer economics class at Oregon City High School in 1978. Because of that class, I don't look at commercials the same way. Because I know deep down what it's all about, and I can do something about it. And I can simply say, it's a trap.